I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to the issues that Gene of Eau Claire raised. As usual, some real good ones. First of all, on Feingold, he was a good senator, a great senator. I voted for him and supported him, obviously. And it's very, very true that Johnson lied about him and continued to lie about him. And look, Johnson's the guy that attacked our FBI and CIA, said our FBI and CIA. Say he doesn't trust him. And they reported to him when he was chair of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate. Stuck up for Trump, stuck up for Trump, what Trump was doing with Putin and the KGB. Got to get Johnson out of there. But with Feingold, Gene referred to the Clinton impeachment, and Feingold did do something there I strongly disagreed with. He was the only Democrat who voted against dismissing the impeachment right away. And he dragged Clinton through everything, and he was the only one. And the leadership came to him and said, hey, wait a minute, you know, Ernie Hollings of South Carolina, who's a very endangered guy. I mean, this is a tough state. He's a Democrat. He even voted to get rid of it. It was wrong. I think what happened was Feingold liked to be on the side of a 99-1 type vote, you know. And he did the right thing ultimately and voted to acquit. But that was the wrong thing to do. And frankly, he got a lot of calls, not just Gene of Eau Claire. But he was a good senator, and Johnson is a disaster. When it comes to the fascism in the Republican Party, Gene is dead on. A symbol of fascism is the cult of the individual. You know, in Germany, it was Hitler. In Italy, it was Mussolini. Mao Zedong in China, of course, that's a different culture. But whoever their leader is, there's always this cult throughout Asia, in jihadist countries, in Africa, but not in America. Not in America. And it's very disturbing to see not just a QAnon movement arise, but people like Lindsey Graham, Cruz, Hawley, Ron Johnson, sucking up to and worshiping one man. Worshiping one man. That's what they're doing. This is America. You don't do it. We're all equals. We hire the president. The president's our hired hand. The hired hand isn't doing the job. You get a new hired hand. The heck with you. Get out of here. Do the job. Trump didn't do the job. And Jean is exactly right the way she has analyzed that. Dick of Madison, my friend, going back to the lines. What's in your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, speaking of these people and the party itself, you know, they used to be so anti-communism. How about that wonderful state chairman in the Carolinas, I forget which one, that said, well, we didn't send them to the Senate to do the right thing. We sent them there, you know, to vote the party. You heard about him, didn't you?
Yeah, and that sentiment is out there, Dick, in a lot of the hardcore, the Republican Party is split in a lot of ways other than just Trump, non-Trump. If you take a look at the state parties, they are far to the right. Out down in Arizona, for instance, the woman who is the chair of the party is now going to be running for the Senate. She's flat out QAnon. She's flat out QAnon. They voted in Arizona to censure their own governor, who's a Republican, because he said, all right, the vote was certified by law. I'm a Republican. I voted for Trump, but I'm not going to interfere in that certification. For that alone, they vote to censure him. They vote to turn on their own kind. And that is because it's the cult. It's the cult of Trump. It is fascism. Gene of Eau Claire was exactly right. And yeah, in North Carolina, in a lot of the places, it's the same thing. In Louisiana, they immediately censure Bill Cassidy, one of the best senators they've ever had, simply because he votes to convict Trump for inciting a resurrection that involved cops and others getting killed and maimed. They're maimed. A cop had his eye poked out. Another one was speared with a pole, a spear. Spear, for Pete's sake. Several other brain damage from being beaten with lead pipes, kicked, beaten up, dragged down the stairs. Cassidy wasn't having any part of that, and he was denounced and censured by the GOP in Louisiana. GOP in Louisiana. That's how bad it has become. That as bad as has become, and there's no pretense of they're going and doing like the right thing, so to speak. I mean, there's none of this business of, well, you just vote your conscience. It has to be vote your party, and they don't even mean the Republican Party. The The Arizona Party censured their own Republican governor simply because he obeyed the law. They don't even mean the Republican Party. They mean Trump. They mean QAnon. They mean something extremely strange and weird. Now, there is a very welcome development, and I had not even thought of this, and I think it's a terrific idea. There is a woman named Amanda Littman, and she has put together a thing called Run for Something. Run for Something. I think that's great, Run for Something. And they go around, and this is more on the Democratic side, and they go, are you tired of what's going on in Trump and QAnon and all that? Run for something, anything. So I'm going to pass this on. Google Amanda Littman, Run for Something, and sign up and get involved. If you're sitting out there, wherever you're sitting, I don't care where you're sitting, and you go, you know, I have a school board member here that's really bad news, and I sure would like to be on the school board, or a county supervisor, or an alderman, or anything. The city clerk, or anything, or a DA, or treasurer, anything. And, you know, I really think we need a change. Run for it. State Assembly, State Senate. Run for it. Run for it. Go down, look up the Democratic Party in your state, look up Run for Something, and they will tell you how you do it. Some real basic stuff. How you fundraise, how you send out a press release, who to call in the Democratic Party, in labor, and in various organizations to get their help. They will be delighted to have a candidate. And you may think, well, I don't know, I might not win. Let me tell you something. In nonpartisan races, school board, city council, you know, local mayor, things like a county board, they're nonpartisan. There are plenty of Republicans that get elected in Democratic counties and plenty of Democrats that get elected in Republican counties. There are Republicans in Milwaukee County who are on the county board and it used to be on the common council. I mean, you don't have a label, but you should have a label maybe. Run for the assembly of the state senate. Those are partisan. So Google Run for Something, Amanda Littman. Run for Something, Amanda Littman. And then call up the local party. Figure it out. Figure it out. They're always looking to recruit. In the year 2022, there are 99 assembly seats that are up in 2022. And half of the state senate, there are 33 state senate districts. So half of them, every 2 years at 17, the other 2 years at 16. Then they're up. Figure it out. For one thing, you want a full ticket. When I was the party chairman, we would have a full ticket. I'd go around, and at the end, there'd be like six seats that didn't have a candidate. I'd go up there, and we'd go sniffing around, find somebody in the local party, the treasurer, the vice chairman, the secretary. Say, we want you to run. Oh, no, I don't think I can win. We want to put your name on the ballot. We want you to run. They run. They're very flattered. Some of them win, believe it or not. You better not run unless you are prepared to serve. But it's important because everybody draws some votes. Everybody. You have friends. You have family. People who respect you, like you, in the community. Everybody has somebody to vote for them, and those people will then usually vote for the Democrat in the statewide ticket. That's the kind of stuff we need. It's the kind of stuff we need. We need a full ballot. We need a full ballot. And so I want to give a shout out to Run for Something. I want to give a shout out to Amanda Littman. And she just goes out and she gets people. She was motivated by people who attended that rally. She said, I got to get rid of those kind of people. And I'm going to find me some candidates. Going to the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.